This is KUT. It's hard to believe, but some early evacuees from Hurricane Harvey are coming up on a week living away from home. It's a long time to spend sleeping on a cot in an unfamiliar city, especially if you're a kid. KUT's Mose Bushell went to the Delco Center in East Austin to see how some evacuees were passing the time. He ended up meeting a girl who may be the youngest volunteer at the center.
Hi, my name is Zeta Brown. I'm 10 years old.
Zeta and her family evacuated from Victoria on Friday.
When we first came, there was nothing. Then they gave us cots and blankets and pillows and toothbrushes and toothpaste.
That gave her an idea to help newer arrivals.
I just wanted to volunteer because they helped me out and I wanted to help them back out.
So show me what it's like.
We walk through the basketball court, now filled with cots. Families have staked out spaces close to each other.
In this area, I gave out care packages and everything. Those were where they kept our pets and took care of them. We walked them, fed them. There's birds back there. Excuse me, Roxanna. Right here, they cleaned it up, but it's toys. And under here, like, there's glue and arts and crafts things.
She's here with her mom, grandma, two little sisters, and older brother. At their cots, her grandmother, Patricia Belcher, is patting her baby sister on her back while she naps.
She has asthma, and they get breathing treatments, and she's got that gurgling in her chest right now.
She's gotten word that their apartment was damaged. They can't go back, at least not yet.
I can't do anything. What I can do is stay here and help take care of these kids and keep them safe, not put them in harm's way.
Zeta's older brother, Noe Alvarez, sits next to them, swiping through his iPhone.
How about you? Have you met many people here?
No. I'm really, antisocial, so I just keep to myself.
He's looking at pictures a friend posted from Houston, where they lived before they moved to Victoria this summer.
This is her house. All the waters got into her home. They had to leave. This is their neighborhood.
At other cots, kids bounce soccer balls and jump rope. A drawing group led by a volunteer has started up in a corner. I ask Zeta if this is the end of her first week, what she hopes for her second.
I don't really know. But I know we're going to be safe. God's going to be with us and hope for the best.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Mose Bushell, KUT News.